Welcome to Salon Nerds Podcast. We do recaps, reviews, and breakdowns of your favorite reality TV shows.
Yo, 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 it's the Salon Nerds. My name is Gene, a.k.a. Watch the Geek. I'm here, my boy, Jazz.
Views expressed on this podcast are for entertainment and don't reflect our opinions about the cast outside of the personas presented on the show. Thank you to all our supporters. Like, comment, share, subscribe, and give us a good review.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm here at my co-host Jazz, a.k.a. Jazz Auntie.
Jazz Auntie. Finding Seema
yes,
Auntie plug.
That's right. Gotta give Seema Auntie her props. Or do we? Do we?
I mean, we're gonna find out.
Last week, we definitely talked a lot about Seema Auntie. We had Maria on the show, and we covered a lot of things, but only from the first four episodes. And now we're going to do the last four episodes, and we have a special guest today. Welcome, Faizan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm your standard Pakistani brown man living in America. I live in...
Perfect guy to bring in a podcast about matchmaking. I love it.
Perfect.
So I've had a decent amount of experience with being, you know, with my family, like, oh, you should get married. We have a girl for you. I dodged that bullet for about a good decade, and then, you know, I found someone on my own and then got married a couple of 2 years ago.
Nice. So, was it arranged? Was it matchmaking? Yeah. Like, what was the process?
Not at all. It was COVID.
You're like, well, we're stuck together. Might as well be stuck together.
Pretty much. I was just sitting at home for 6 months. I'd not seen sunlight or daylight or anything for that matter. I matched with someone online and then decided to meet up. And then that was it. Like,
Up during COVID? Ooh, follow the rules.
We went through the proper CDC rules to make sure we were like, you know, we had all the bases covered. That we were not in contact with anyone, and we were fully taking care of ourselves. And if we do meet, we signed the waiver. You know, like if you get COVID, it's on you. You're taking responsibility for it.
So, fair.
So it worked out pretty
great. Glad to hear that. So I know your wife makes you watch this show, or do you watch it willingly?
Oh no, I. Literally, before meeting her, I was like, you cannot pay me enough to watch reality TV. No. I'd rather read the most boring book out there. But the only reality TV I did like watching was, I know it's sad. It was growing up, it was A Real World. I think that was the best reality TV show. And then after that, Jersey Shore, because you're from Jersey.
If you're from Jersey, you have to watch the Jersey Shore. Even though none of the people from the Jersey Shore were actually from the Jersey Shore. They're all from, like, Staten Island.
Exactly.
Staten Island and Poughkeepsie, and I feel like they gave us a bad rep, but whatever. It is what it is.
Isn't Staten Island part of
Jersey? Yeah, right. It's actually part of New York.
Oh, God. Hell no. You can't say that. Like, no way.
I would get hate from everybody for that comment. I love it.
Oh, my God.
All right. So we left off, and it was basically... Priya and met the Indian Aquaman with the top. She was really, really happy.
Vim,
Ashay and Viral were going strong. They were talking to the jeweler in India. Lots of stuff was happening. So now we got introduced to a couple, which I feel like we had no business getting introduced to. We got introduced to Sheetal and her man Niraj, I believe, and. This was a couple which I thought was a little sus. I mean, who knows? We don't know, but it was strange. She was on the show, and she dated two guys. They didn't work, And then she magically found somebody on her own. And we're still following their story. So it's weird to watch a show about Indian matchmaking. And the show constantly reminds us that Indian matchmaking doesn't work. Seema Auntie doesn't work. And then girls just go and find men on their own and happen to, you know, just get engaged or married or whatever not without needing Seema Auntie. It's a little weird. It's a little suspicious. Jazz, what are your thoughts?
I completely buy the theory that Sheetal and Niraj were dating before. And then she went on the show just to become another influencer and Niraj becoming like another influencer because they both are influencers,
for sure.
By the way. I think they did this for clout and clout only. Like, it just felt so unnatural for a show called Indian Matchmaking for someone like this.
Also, I discovered some news. This isn't the first reality show Sheetal's been on. She was on a show on Bravo before this.
What?
Yeah, it was, she dressed up as a man or something. They, like, changed up her stuff, and she had to go through, like, you know, experiences as a man and compare it to how it was as a girl. So she's been on Bravo before. Now she's on Netflix. She has been doing this influencing thing for a while, but, like, no hate. You know, get that bag. I have no hate to these people who are here to get clout, get influencer, you know what? But all I'm saying is, it takes away from the authenticity of the show and the enjoyment of the show because I really don't care about their story. I care about the story of the couple that actually got Indian matchmake, right? That's who I care about.
Right.
Whether it's successful or whether it's a complete failure, that's the story I'm invested in. If I wanted to see two good-looking people in a happy, committed, you know, marriage, I would just watch, like, anything else on television. I want to see real, authentic couples. Like, I don't... they don't seem super interesting. I don't know. Faison, what are your thoughts about Sheetal and her man?
Well, I go with Maz's, like you said, like, I didn't even think of that before. And my wife was like, she's like, you know, it makes sense that they were dating before. They just got on the show to be on the show. I'm like, you know what? Kind of makes sense. Cause like, she was not interested in those two guys. Like, even though like they seem like decent guys and everything, would have been a good match. And like, she was so gung ho about like, it has to be a Cindy guy, has to be this, has to be that. And then Seema Auntie magically brings you two guys that kind of match a description. And she's like, yeah, nope. And then next thing you know, like, she's dating some total opposite guy that she wanted, and they get engaged at the end of this. I'm like, whoa. So yeah, you're right.
Oh,
about
wait, are
all
you
that.
Talking like, about Sheetal, or are you talking about the other girl? I believe her name was
Aarti. Oh, I'm sorry, I got it mixed
up. Which is ironic because I feel the exact same way about Aarti that I do about Sheetal. I think they both have the same storyline
Oh my God.
Because you're right.
Totally messed
because,
them up.
No, so you're right though, because Aarti had this whole long list of things she wanted in a guy. And then when she found a guy on her own, she threw that all out the window. Like, she got a Pakistani Muslim compared to like a Hindu Sindhi guy, right? So I thought that was pretty interesting. So we'll get to that one too. But yeah, I think that all the people who are finding love on this show that are women that don't use Seema Auntie, I don't know. Maybe they already met these guys before. Maybe they already knew them. I don't know. It's a little sus, man. It's a little sus, is all I'm saying.
Aarti's story, though, like, should we
just get
to that one now that we
just
brought
it
up? Yeah, so, God, like, I'm not sure how I feel about her. Simply because she did say multiple times in the show that, you know, she ultimately met this man independently, right? But a lot of what she was going through, Seema Auntie helped her process.
Oh.
And it was also on her Insta. I mean, I know.
She told her the same thing. She was in the car saying, Auntie, I could have never done this without you. And I kind of think they are told to say that so we can have an excuse to keep them on the show. Because then you're like, what's the point of it? And you're like, no. But Seema Auntie, whatchamacallit, inspired you. And I don't buy that.
Yeah, but isn't Sheetal from season
two,
though? Yeah, Sheetal.
She was in season two, and they showed her again in this season also.
Yeah.
So, I think they showed her progress,
Yeah,
right?
The
like,
progress.
This is what she was before, and now she's with the guy.
She's with the guy.
And she's moving to Miami.
And the guy meets her parents.
She moved to Miami.
Yeah, and they moved to Miami, yeah.
Yeah, she's moving to Miami, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I kind of remember her, and I think they were they were right. They seemed very right for each other.
Oh yeah, like, I have no problem with them as a couple. Yeah. I for entertainment, for like the authenticity of the show, for it to make me feel real, and for not to make me feel like, oh, this is fake. Like, that's what takes me out a little bit. It takes me out their relationship.
Yeah,
I have nothing but good things to say about their relationship. They are two beautiful people. They are both two very, you know, distinguished people, and they have a great careers, and they have everything going for them. No hate to them whatsoever, but it just takes me out of the show when I see this couple, because I don't feel like they represent what the show represents. Either that, or they should just change the name of the show and just say Indians doing shit. I don't know.
Indians going on dates.
It's really, that's all what it was.
Live
Dill Mill, right?
Going back to it, what you said and Ma said, I did not know that they were influencers and like all of that stuff. So it makes sense. Like, they're on there for clout. It perfect sense. I think they're like, you know, like, hey, let's be on a show so more people can see us and follow us. So like, yeah, in today's day and age, anything to get clout, that's what it is. So like, if you're an influencer, you're living the lifestyle. And yeah, you're going to find a way to get on TV, and then, you know, find a way to get an audience.
It makes sense. Also, they're from Miami, which is like the hub. It's like the mecca of like influencer.
But she's from Jersey, though.
Shishito is.
Doesn't she live in Jersey?
She's from Jersey, but she moved to Miami.
And Arty also lives in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just going to hit on Miami?
We all need to go to Miami. I feel like everyone's getting success in Miami, so let's go there.
Miami's a fun place.
Yeah. I'm surprised these girls are getting engaged, because Miami's also a F-boy, like, a paradise. That's where all the F-boys go. So, I guess F-boys got to get tired sometime.
Yeah. You got to settle down, no?
When she met Jamal, the first thing I thought was, oh, that's an F-boy. Like, he's got the big...
Oh, I thought they were perfect for each other. They were like the...
He's got the big muscle, the Drake haircut. And I was like, yo, that's it. And then she was like, oh, his name is Jamal and he's Pakistani and he's Muslim. I'm like, oh, this is going to be interesting. Though, I don't feel like he's very practicing, so I think they're okay.
And at the end, they forgot to like mention a very important, I guess, tidbit or piece of information. That her sister was actually married to a boxing guy,
that came out of nowhere. So,
the family already got through this process before. And I'm like, well, could have mentioned that earlier, just like in the beginning. So, Simon, you could have like, well, let me find you. There's 20 other dudes that you can marry. But no, you only want a Cindy guy. So, here's two Cindy guys I found, you know?
Yeah. Like, I know in the middle of the seventh or eighth episode where they're like, oh, he's Pakistani. My parents are going to be so pissed about this, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, she's like, oh, my sister's married to one. I'm like, oh, God damn it. This is
right?
all fake.
Right? And like, if her parents were really upset about this, why not show us that? That would be good drama. I would have loved to see her mom's reaction to her bringing a Pakistani guy. We didn't get any of that.
She got engaged. She said to marrying him, and the guy has never met her family. I'm like, hold up, time out. Like, this is going against everything you said. Like,
this show is going off the rails, man. Like, the first season, as problematic as it was, it felt authentic. And I feel like now what they're doing is they're dusting. What do they call when you put something under the rug? Sweeping stuff under the rug? They're sweeping all the colorism and all the stuff that they do under the rug, pretending like it doesn't exist, and now just, like, showing off, like, this beautiful part of our cultures and weddings and stuff like that, and none of it is real. It's really weird to me. I don't know. The show, and it's not even entertaining. The reason the show isn't entertaining is because it doesn't feel real, and a lot of it is because Sheethal's story doesn't feel real, Arthi's story doesn't feel real, and that's just it.
I mean, we can get into a few others, too. So.
Isn't that the irony of reality TV? It's not real.
Well, here's the twist. All right, so I've been following reality shows for a long, long time. So the twist and the skill that is involved in reality TV is to not be scripted, but to be produced, right? So when you're producing something, even though you're making it happen, the reactions are authentic, right? If you watch reality TV, all the winners are already picked from episode one, like on The Bachelor, right? But there are things that happen, interactions that happen that make things happen that are real. So when a girl gets into a fight with another girl, a lot of that is real. They usually don't like each other, or they are playing up a little bit, but it's still an authentic reaction, right? So like, say like me and Jazz are pretending to hate each other. Jazz might say something that may actually hurt my feelings. And then I'm going to react like I'm really hurt, and it becomes real. So there's like a fine line between like reality TV being real and being fake. So, you know, you got to do that. And this just doesn't feel real to me, to be honest. I don't know. What are you at that?
No, yeah. I'm with you, man. I'm with you on that. Like, this whole season was boring. The most exciting part about the season for me was Priya and Bobby's date. I thought that was the only authentic one here.
Bobby
the
is rest, real.
God,
Bobby's a real one. Yeah. That guy's a real one.
I'm actually sad they didn't show more of him in these last few episodes. Like, what happened
all
to Bobby?
5'4" of him is real as hell. we love that.
Hey, man.
We love a shortcake.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Oh, man. So, like, and speaking of Bobby, his date, Priya, goes out with Vim. Even Vim, she decides she doesn't like anymore for no reason. Like, I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
Like, what happened there?
Well, yeah, man. Like, once
she didn't
the
like
guy
him
likes you so
he
much.
Liked her too much.
Isn't
that
supposed
to happen?
I thought that was so strange. She was like, he liked me too much. He's like, she's self-sabotaging for no reason.
Yeah. Mm. You want to get into therapy talk?
Well, here's the thing. There's two things. There's actual therapy talk. But then there's the cynical part of me saying she really liked Vim, and they needed to create a fake story to give us a little danger into they might not work out. So she comes up with this story about how he likes him too much and she is freaking out. And then she makes him meet her friends, and he's so like warm and like, you know, charismatic with her friends that she likes him again. Like, I feel like that was the story they were pushing. I think it was just like very clumsily handled. Clumsily? Clumsily a word?
Clumsily
word, handled.
Clumsily word, yeah.
What do you guys think?
Fizan, go ahead, man.
I mean, one, I agree with you, but I really do feel that she was self-sabotaging. Like, she really like, oh my God, this guy really likes me a lot, so I'm out, because what if it doesn't work out and all that? You know, like, I mean, all of us have been in the dating pool before. We've dated. We don't know how that works out. Like,
still
you like someone a lot, and they like you a lot, and then you're worried, like, oh my God, what if it's so good right now? What if it doesn't work out? I'm going to hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to leave right now before I end up getting hurt. So I really felt like she was doing that, because she was like, yeah.
And that's why I mentioned the therapy talk part. Like, she probably needs some therapy from her past pain. Like, she may not have been ready for an actual relationship right now, and that's what she's going through. And because of that, I think she did pull back. However, maybe it was produced, maybe it wasn't.
It could be a combination of the two.
You know,
right?
It could be, right. That's what I'm getting at. Like, it's a combination. And I think I'm very happy, like, they kind of, like, pulled it back. And Vim was just very on point. Like, I really like Vim, and I'm happy if he found, you know,
Vim's
happiness.
Doing a great job.
She got a guy with hair.
She got a guy with hair, right? Yeah, Vim's also a guy with a top knot, which is so specific. Like, I don't know any dudes with a top knot, and she just happens to find a guy with a top knot. Like, that was crazy. Like, what are the odds? Like, it's one thing to find a guy with long hair, but a guy with an actual top knot. I actually never heard of a top knot. Maybe it's a thing in the British, in the UK.
Yeah, if we call it a man bun, is that what it is?
No, man bun is a little different than a top knot. It's like, top knot is like a knot. It's smaller. A man bun is like bigger. It's
I don't have hair, so I can't really.
That's the real reason you got married. You were losing your
hair. Well, I lost hair in my 20s.
Oh,
so.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. I was,
I'm
just happy
that
someone liked without hair. So, yeah, perfect.
Perfect. The top knot thing was very specific. I mean, if people have the requirements, more power to them. But, you know, like, Priya just does not feel like she was ready. And I think she had these insane list of requirements just because she didn't think she could find anybody like that. But then Simondi actually magically did find somebody like that. So kudos to Simondi for that one. But, you know, if it doesn't work out, I wouldn't be surprised because I think Priya's just not ready to be in a committed relationship. Right
I did
now.
Feel like she was warming up to it after her friends liked him. I feel like when your friends like a guy, it definitely like distills a lot of that nervous energy that you have.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think, you know, if Vim's going to be fine, like no doubt about it. Priya's the only one I'm actually kind of concerned about here.
Yeah, I kind of, I think I agree with Moz on that one. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, all right. What do you guys think about Aarti and her Costco date?
I think it's kind of cute. I mean, the cheesy part of me, like it's not your conventional, let's go to dinner, let's go to the bar, or like, you know, your typical whatever date. It's just like a one random thing that you may like doing and you ask someone to come with you. And it's like, it's a first date. If it works out, works out. If it doesn't, oh, well, you know.
I've definitely gone on dates where I were just running errands, right? And I'm like, sure, you know, we'll just run errands and I'll help you out and we'll just joke around and have a good time. I think that's fine. I'm surprised they didn't show us the date, though. Like, why not show us the date? Like, take us to Costco with you.
Yeah.
Let us get that, you know. Also, shout out to her for buying him that pizza slice and Coke. Like,
that $1.50, man.
Yo, love that Costco pizza slide. You know that price has never gone up, even with inflation. They've never raised a price on the pizza and the hot dog at Costco.
Yeah, I think the CEO was like, "Hey, we got," or the CFO was like, "We got to raise a price," and CEO was like, "Fuck you! If you ever do that, you're fired." Like,
yeah,
like it was really funny. Like that, I'm not cursing for the sake of cursing here. Those are his actual words for it when anybody suggested to raise the price. For the Costco pizza,
and like, it's a great marketing ploy. So, like, they don't change it for purpose. So more people come in, that they don't care about losing money on pizza and Coke. They're gonna spend like thousands of dollars buying everything else. The story,
correct?
You know?
It's called a loss leader. Like even their rotisserie chicken, apparently it's like really good and people love it. So they'll put the chicken all the way in the back of Costco, so that people start buying everything along the way, even though the chicken is technically losing Costco money.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
And I believe the pizza and the Pepsi is the same thing. Yeah,
that's so funny.
They're called loss leaders. In fact, most of the cheap items in the store are toward the back, so you end up buying stuff in the front.
It's the same thing with all like sales. Like if you go to any store, all the sale items are always in the back. You'll never see a sale rack in the beginning of the store because then you'll just buy that and leave. Right. No, they make you go to the whole.
This
store.
Is turning into a marketing what you call it, episode. We don't need to get into that. We don't need to get into that. All right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm upset they didn't show the date. And I think because, like, yes, she met Jamal outside of Sima Auntie, right? And that's fine. But, like, why show their story on Indian matchmaking?
Right.
Then? Like, back to the first point. Like, this is dumb. I want to see Indian matchmaking made by Sima Auntie. I don't want to see, like, just independent days. Like, that defeats all purpose of the show. And it tracks that they didn't show it because obviously it wasn't part of the show.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I think the theory behind that, for what I felt, was like how you all see my ideas about all about, well, you know, you're not getting 100%, you're going to get 70% or 60%. And they're still selling you all like, you know, you can't get 100%. You're only going to get this, you're only going to get this. And the point of that to show was like, no, you can't get what you want. Like, if you really like, you know, like at the end of the day, like, this is what I want, and I'm going to go get it. So I think that's how I felt with that, was like the show, that whole story was like, Aarti was like, well, you gave me two guys that were like, well, 70, 80%. Here, I found a guy 100% that I wanted, minus the whole Sydney part, whatever. But like, that's the wood.
It probably was 70, 80 realistically, let's be honest.
True. But like, I think her thing was to show like Sima Auntie at the end, like when she called Sima Auntie at the end when they got engaged. Like, Sima Auntie was not clearly fully happy. Like, she was like, whatever, I didn't do this, you did this on your own, so like, why are you calling me to rub it in my face? You know, that kind of a thing.
I felt that too. Sima Auntie did not feel happy.
Sima Auntie was giving
Nuzzer
out through the phone when that happened.
So like, I was like, yep. So I think that was, I don't know, maybe. But then again, if the show is about Seema and Dean matchmaking, yeah, why would you show
that? Right.
So in that aspect, I get it. But in the other aspect, I think it was to show like, well, you can have what you want. You know, that's it.
Okay, just fine. I guess Netflix is trying to be, you know, fairy godmother here, whatever.
So like one of our friends actually did some research and he found out one of the producers for Indian Matchmaking made another documentary. And that documentary was actually about Seema Aunty and her daughter and all the stuff that she went through. So that's how they found her. So it's really, really interesting.
Yeah, it was her daughter, Ritu. And it was a documentary about three women trying to find love. And Seema Aunty was upset that she wasn't married by 25 and she was career focused. And it's interesting seeing how much she's changed from that documentary to what we see now on Indian matchmaking. Seema Aunty's grown a bit too, actually.
Yeah, Seema Aunty's grown a bit. And then we see her, like...
I know. Shocking, right?
Yeah, she was worse. She was probably way worse. And you see her daughter's husband in this documentary, too. And he's also like, yeah, I don't want to get married. I'm 25. I don't want to get married. And then in this, he talks about how his friends are old 30 and they're not married and they don't want to be married. And he's kind of almost feels like he regrets getting married. It was kind of a weird vibe. If you watch the documentary and you watch this, it's very, very interesting.
Yeah. But, you know, the her daughter and her husband are still married and they're happy now. So more power to them.
It is. Well, all right. All right. So what else happened? Oh, she went to the face reader. I really don't buy any of the face reader stuff. Like, not that I'm not trying to diss on anyone's religion. I you know, if you believe in it, that's fine. The one on the show in particular feels shady to me. Like, that one in particular feels mad shady.
I think I agree. Because, like, it felt like he was forced, like, the lines were fed to him. And then he was saying it. Like, because, like, when he, what was it? I can't remember which couple it was. But she was like, oh, yeah, this girl is this, this, and this. And this guy that she was on a date with, it's like, oh, yeah, this guy's going to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, you nailed that perfectly. That's immediately a red flag for me. Because it was way too perfect.
Yep. He already knew that she was divorced and this and that. Like, I was like, because usually when they do it, they give you, like, they have a little wiggle room in their whatever they're saying. This guy was so direct and so, like, on point. Where you're like, that's so specific. Someone fed that line to you.
Or maybe he is just that good. Who knows?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
That'd be amazing, right?
Well, we gotta go talk to the uncle, man. We gotta get, like, some first-hand experience now.
I'll show my picture. What can you tell me, man?
Oh, man. All right. All right.
Yeah. Viral and Akshay?
Okay, so let's talk about Viral and Akshay. I'm hearing... last episode, we talked about how much we love them. We love them. They're the only authentic couple. They meet their families, and it was really cute. It was really good that they met their families, and, like, her family was really nice to him, and his family was really nice to her. Everything seems to be going perfect. Everything on the show seems great. But then, Jazz, should we talk about what we've heard, the rumors?
I mean, if people want to go on Reddit, because last episode at the very end, I was trying to look up if they actually bought the jewelry, like, you know, whatnot. And then we found some other things in that common thread, and I was just shocked.
Let's not talk about what actually happens, but we do...
I want to know
now. We do know that Akshay isn't as great of a guy as he pretends to be on the show. People have come out and said a lot of things about him, allegedly, where he is a...
I have two sources on this, and both of them... Their stories corroborate.
Oh, man, I really want to. You know what? Let's save it for the end so the people who don't want it spoiled can turn it off. And then we'll tell you at the very, very end.
Okay.
But
all right, so let's get back to Indian matchmaking. We'll go through all of it, and then we'll talk about the rumors.
But so far on the show, him and his girl, very cute. And the reason I'm so, like, captivated by the story, it's authentic to the story, right? Even though he may not be an authentic person, the stuff they're going through, we got to see the entire journey. We saw them get together. We saw them have, like, little bit of conflict, and we see them going out. We followed them throughout the entire journey, and because of that, it feels really real. We didn't see how Sheetal and Niraj got together. We didn't see how Aarti and Jamal got together, but we did see them, and that's why their story seems more authentic to us as the viewer. What are your thoughts about them so far on the show, Jazz?
I've loved Viral since season two, man. Like, the moment, like, she came on the show and people were like, a lot of people didn't like her initially, right? I was like, no, y'all are all wrong. This girl's amazing. She is a queen. Y'all just watch. Just keep watching. She's going to have the best story ever. And, you know, we got there. Like, she truly is the perfect person for this show. I'm very happy for her story. And I wish her nothing but endless happiness and love. Like, she's just perfect.
All right. What about you, Faison? What are your thoughts about them?
Well, a good story. Like, it followed through. Like, you showed the whole progression of how they met, they dated, and they picked it up in this season. And, you know, like, this show, like, it's like that's from start to finish. Like, you meet, you like each other, you have a long distance day, you go back and forth, and you go meet your parents, and you buy jewelry. So, like, it fits the whole concept of the show. Like, and you know, it literally does, like, if you were to pick one story out of the show to represent the show, it would be that story.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it works out great, and I hope everything works out for them because they seem like a good couple. They like each other and they get along.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I just want to talk about one more couple. Well, we already talked about them, but I want to.
You want to talk about Rishali again?
Oh my God! Did they show Rishali again? I don't know what she's done.
I think they did show her for a few more, and. God, I don't know what it is, man. I just get bad vibes.
I get good vibes, way good vibes.
I don't know. I feel like she's just acting here.
Listen. She is... You know what? I don't care if she's acting. I don't care. I just like seeing her face. I don't care. She's the only person... She's All the right, only bye. Person I don't mind acting on this show. At least her acting is good.
All right, you know what? Fine, I'll give you that.
I don't care if she's the fakest person on the show. She is fake and delightful.
Okay, fine. What about Prakash? Because I know he went on a couple of other dates and...
Yeah.
Or Vikash, my bad. I said Prakash, I meant Vikash.
Who?
The 40-year-old doctor from California.
Oh, yeah. He went on a date with Arthi, right?
No. It was
Junkie?
Someone from South Carolina.
I think her name was Junkie.
His first date. I think that they were really good together. I don't know what.
We didn't talk about this guy last time, but he was the guy who said he wanted a girl who knows Hindi. Then when he found a girl who knows Hindi, he was like, well, I don't want a girl who knows Hindi and has an Hindi accent. And he was like, she was too Indian for me. And it was just weird. Bro was just weird.
He was the king of entitlement, the way I saw it. Like, just so bad. That lawyer he met, I actually liked that lawyer.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She was really cool.
Was,
like,
at the end,
I'm like,
third
yeah,
date,
she was
yeah.
mad chill. I think mm-hmm. that was Junkie. And they, like, made really funny jokes. I think they made, like, a 9/11 joke at one point. And I was just like, whoa.
You know what? I'm here for it.
That was crazy. She, like, she would just give him that energy back. Like, she didn't care.
Yeah.
That's like the what it should be. Like, I really thought she was charming. She was super successful. Like, she was funny. Like, if they ended up together, I think Vikash got super lucky because she deserved way better than him.
Yeah, you got lucky, man. All right. Also, going back to Jamal and Arthi. So, apparently, they were only together for 4 months and got engaged. That's bananas to me.
Really?
But didn't Arthi say at the end they were together for a year?
No,
when they got engaged.
No, so she was like, you know, if you asked me a year ago where I would be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got engaged after 4 months. But like a year ago, she wasn't sure. Like, she had no clue. Like, hey, this would ever happen. That's what she's trying to say when, if you asked me a year ago, what would I say?
I mixed that up because I heard the 4 months.
Yeah, no. It was very unclear. Yeah. I was confused too. I had to look it up. That's not on you, man. That's on the way she said it.
All right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, Arthi and Jamal got engaged after 4 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I met Fima Auntie and we went on this date on Friday. I got the app on Sunday. I matched with him on Tuesday and we met on Thursday. And now we're in love. Like,
it's like the Craig David song from 7 Days.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Something smells fishy in their storyline too, man.
I think they just wanted to be on TV. That's what it was.
Yeah, I got the same feeling. Like, it's just not authentic to me, man. Like, this feels so
and
fake.
Look, hate. No hate to them. If I had the chance of, like, hey, I started dating somebody and, like, I had a chance to be on a show with them and I knew I already liked them and I knew that we can have our own story be told online and have a production company pay for it and pay for our dates and film our lives and we could get clout from it, would I do it? Maybe. I don't know.
You're horrible. You're horrible.
It would have to be authentic.
Are you, like, trying to hint something?
No, no. I would think... You would have to be authentic. Like, you have to, like, really be, like, in love with that person. And I don't know. Maybe they are. Who knows?
I think they were perfect for each other. I hope they really... I really do hope that they end up together.
Man.
Because they were very... I think they were very
also, we got to see some Pakistani representation on Indian matchmaking. Who would have thought?
I know. Hell
who
yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yo... There are people on Reddit who are upset about
really?
This. Yeah, they're like, this is Indian matchmaking. Why is there a Pakistani on here? Like, I'm
so...
Oh, my God.
Like, Reddit, I mean, just keep being Reddit. Like, something's never changed. I'm like, yeah, okay. I kind of expected that.
Also, Pakistan has Sindhi Sue, man. They're Sindhi in Pakistan.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
technically...
We got it, too.
The four provinces, right? We got Balochistan, Sindh, Punjab... And whatever, I mean, it's NWFP, but they changed that name, and I cannot remember what the new
one
is.
All right, since we did brought up Reddit, let's go back. And this is a warning to everybody. If you do not want to know anything that's happening outside of the show, allegedly happening outside of the show, do not listen any further. Your spoiler warning starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Let's do it. Yo, so we have heard that Ashay is a jerk.
He's not just a jerk. He's, like, bad. He's, like, trashy. He's sloppy. Oh,
so,
man.
So, like, we know that, like, he, like, hung out with, like, a couple of friends of ours, and he definitely tried to, like, hit on one of the friends and
who is married
and tried to hit on them. And then, you know, she obviously turned him down a little bit, and he was a little butthurt after that. And then the second time they met up, he pretended like he never met her before. He reintroduced himself like, oh, we haven't met before. She's like, pretty sure he tried to hit on me last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ashay is single. I kind of spoiled that at the end of the last one. Viral is not with Ashay anymore.
Wow.
And Ashay is a douchebag.
Yeah, and there was another story that...
Allegedly.
We also heard another story. Somebody said they also knew him, and they were like, yeah, he sucks. Like, they do not like him at all. So we're like, okay, all right.
Yeah, I actually have another source that I was talking to today from Chicago. He went to a matchmaking event up in Chicago, you know, sometime this month or last month or month before. Same story. People do not like him in real life. Yeah, all the girls are like, nope, just no. And yeah, it's bad.
And like, now I'm thinking back, like, why did I like him so much? I liked him so much because Viral liked him so much. I think, like, her enthusiasm and her reaction to him is what made me like him.
That's what it was.
Like,
Viral's the queen.
If you guys are saying all this about him, I'm sure it's true and all.
Allegedly.
What I want to know is that how come, like, she did not pick up on any of this? Like they were together for a minute, you know, like, they traveled, they went, like, they did a lot together.
So,
I mean, yeah, to the end.
I see your point, but there was one point where I saw her look at the bracelet, and then she said that it was 27,000 or whatever. And he was like, yeah, you want it? I saw fear in her eyes when he said that. And I thought it was because the price was too much and she didn't want him to spend that much. But also, if you're going to break up with somebody or you know it's not working out, you don't want someone spending money on you because they're going to throw that back into your face and make you look bad.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, because I thought genuine...
I just thought she was like, it's just too expensive. Like, wow, I can't believe he's going to spend that much
money on. No, because like, she's like, yo, if we're not going to make it. And the last thing I want is somebody saying, look how much he spent on you.
Damn. Viral's a real one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm very biased toward her.
We are Team Viral.
Always. Like, but yeah, Ashay, not a good look, my guy.
What if you get Viral and the 5'4" math teacher magician guy?
I think that would be a great couple.
They would be amazing.
I don't think she'd go for him. No, not the height. I think he's too energetic for her. She wants him a bit more chill.
Maybe.
A bit more calm. Like, it's not a bad thing. Like, it's just not a match that I think would work out.
He does have a lot of energy.
I felt bad for Bobby. Like the guy's a nice guy.
My man, Bobby.
Teacher. Like, oh, that's so cool.
It's so noble. Like, I truly respect the guy.
Exactly.
I feel bad for his situation.
Do you think it's because brown people look down on teachers because of how much they make? Do you think that has something to do with it?
I don't want to say no, because being a brown person, I think, do they look down on teachers?
Like, I mean, we've all heard that it's always doctor, engineer, lawyer, right? And anything outside of that is a failure. This is the trope or the stereotype. And I feel like teachers would, though if they, you know, very commendable and very respectable, you know, field.
Yeah, I think it's a very respectable, like,
it's not usually what people want when they're looking for suitors, I would say. I don't know.
I think that would be clearly for monetary purposes. Like, everything else as a teacher or professor, I think it's a very, like, noble profession.
I do, too.
And, like, telling someone, hey, I'm the teacher, I'm a professor. It's like, oh, wow, that's so cool. Like, you know, like, you know, it's, you know, you really... You don't just become a teacher. Yeah. Like, that's not a profession that you choose because you want to do it. It's not like your parents force you to become a doctor or a lawyer. No, like, you actually want to go out.
You have a passion for it. Yeah.
Like, you have a passion for it. So, like,
I do have friends that are teachers, and they told me, like, that's, like, one of their insecurities, that, like, people think that way in our community about teachers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, but there's so many brown people in the world, not everybody's a doctor.
Yeah.
They all get married. So I was like, I mean, at the end of the day, you kind of make it work, right? You just find a way. So
I think so, too.
It's, yeah.
I just hope that's not the reason, but yeah.
I know Bobby's a big deal in the UK. Like, he has like a show on BBC. He's like, he's a lot of things up there. He did not let on just how much of a big deal he really is.
Oh, he was being modest?
Yeah.
He must be very modest, dude. Like, Bobby is a big fucking deal.
I know this.
And, without doing spoilers from Reddit and whatnot, like, he is something really special. Let me look it up real quick.
I know,
like,
that.
Everything he does, yeah. Like, he has a book
out. I saw that,
like,
too. Like,
he's an author. Yeah. Like,
good for him.
Yeah, he was very modest on this show.
I think this show is gonna help him. Like, he's gonna like land someone like really nice.
I hope so too.
Yeah, because I think they gave him like the exposure, and like it's gonna like. I'm sure someone's out there like, oh my god, this guy's great because he's a nice guy. He's a teacher, all of that.
Yeah.
So I'm rooting for Bobby. I hope it works.
I hope
for
he
him,
can see
you
know? It because I would definitely want to have like an authentic, you know. I want him to have an authentic, you know, relationship. Did you find it, Jazz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not yet. No, we can keep talking.
I don't know. But yeah.
Who else? Oh, there's one couple we did not talk about. And I think she's actually one of the coolest people on the show. It's Bhavneet.
Who is she? Remind me again.
She came on in the last two episodes. Yeah. She was only in the last two episodes.
Oh, yes.
The tall girl.
6 feet tall.
The
She's the
girl.
Only one where I was like, okay, I get it. You have every right to ask for a tall guy. She was the only one. The rest of them are like 5'2", asking for a 6 foot guy. Like, what are you trying to do? Start a basketball team?
No, they just want to be held. They don't want to walk.
just carry them around. Like a backpack.
But she seemed very authentic, actually. And I truly hope she finds what she's looking for. She seems really cool, really successful. The guy she went on a date with was like a movie maker. And like, it was weird that he didn't call back. I mean, he's like, oh, I lost your number. I kind of believe that.
I've done that.
That's a BS.
No, I've done that.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm conflicted. Because, like, I've done it, but I also have used it as a
really?
BS excuse.
Exactly.
So I don't know where it is.
Like, that's a fine line.
I'm not sure. But, you know, I truly do like Bhavani. The guy, I think she's too good for him. Honestly, I truly believe she can do better.
It's funny because we keep saying about all these girls that they can do better, but then we also say there's not a lot of good guys out there. So if they can do better, who are these better guys that don't exist?
They're all married.
Fine. It is what it is.
They're all married. That's what it is.
Okay, I did find everything for Bhavani. He is featured in BBC Celebrity Hunted. He has a YouTube channel with his partner Saffron Barker, like not partner but like, you know, like co-host. He's appeared in BBC's Pilgrimage, co-hosted Monkman and Seagull's Genius Guide to Britain, and co-hosted Monkman and Seagull's Genius Adventures. Like, he's a big deal.
Damn,
in Britain.
Yo, he's too big to even be on our podcast. We gotta like
I know, yeah, I thought we'd get him. No, he's
damn,
beyond
yo.
Us. Yeah, he's very modest.
Damn.
Like,
good for Bhavani, man. Listen, I'm going to get his number anyways. And if anybody wants to meet up with Bhavani and kind of like, you know, our people in UK, if you're listening, send us your bio data. We'll look it up. Salam Nerds is going to turn into Rich to Bros.
We do have the domain for that. I do have the Instagram page. We could theoretically
You should start.
We
got to
start it.
I mean,
listen, I think like once we get like 10,000 people, like its subscribers, we're just gonna matchmake all our subscribers. Because what's gonna happen is our subscribers are gonna end up in Great Coupled, and they're gonna tell everybody else, and then we're gonna get more subscribers, and then they're gonna have kids, and they're gonna grow up to be our subscribers. So like, well,
I think you know,
like 50 years in the future.
Yo,
I love
man,
this.
I'm a businessman.
I think you know, like half the East Coast, anyways. Like they see, like they see generation pool, like 30s and 40s. I think you know
not
them,
only
right? Even you know
not
like
only
half
do
of
I
them.
Know half of the DC pool, I know all the F boys, so I can make sure they don't get included. We can
ladies.
Filter them out.
Yo, there's an app, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's Hula or something, where the only way a guy can get on that is if a girl vouches for him. Right?
Oh yeah, I've heard about that app. Yeah.
We can end up doing the same thing, but like on the guy side, like we're gonna see if these guys
are. Like as a guy, you ask your like really good friend, you're a watch, we'll try to get on this, you know, like it's you can
right.
Find
that's
a way
my issue
it.
With Hula
yeah,
is
you
that
can just
you know
find a way around it, you know,
right?
For
but
a
with
really
us,
good friend, yeah,
we know, and like we're not gonna approve it because we know.
The only reason I haven't started this is because if I find somebody on it, I'm gonna get called for like setting it up to like favor me. So I need to find somebody, and then I can work on it. I want to be altruist. I don't want this to like benefit me in any way. I want to be off the market right. When I start it.
All right. I guess we got to wait
because
for Neves.
Then I'm not going to be biased because then they'll allow ones. I'm going to be like, oh, how about
so
you just talk
call
to me
Team
instead?
You're going to call
yeah,
Team Andy.
That's why I was so confused the Dillmill guy was there, because if I was him, I would just change the algorithm to just have them all call to me.
God damn, it's so bad. I'm like 90% convinced they all do
I'm
it
sure
anyways,
they do.
But like... It's still like it leaves a sour taste in my mouth. Ultimately, like I don't like the idea of it, but whatever. It's their app. Who am I to say anything?
Listen, you got to do what you got to do, man. Yeah. It's hard out here.
Yeah.
It's okay, really not.
One other spoiler I'm going to give. Arthi and Jamal are still together.
Ooh, Arthi and Jamal.
Yeah, I figured that out. That's like they have a very subtle online Instagram presence.
How ironic tell, would like, it be that the only couple on Indian matchmaking that made it was an Indian-Pakistani couple? Unity, brother. Unity.
Awesome. I mean, we still have Sheetal and her man. Like,
yeah, but they're not engaged yet. Are they engaged?
I think they're engaged.
Oh, maybe they are engaged.
But I heard they're not... Hold on. I don't want to ruin that. Let's say
it. No, you can ruin it. We're at the spoilers.
I heard they're not together either.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think my wife mentioned something yesterday. She's like, something like that. They're not together or something.
Oh, damn. I don't know. No, I think I've seen them on their Instagram together recently. Are you checking, Jazz? Are you checking?
Maybe...
I'm checking.
Maybe this is a rumor that
could be a rumor.
Watch me start the rumors, and they'll come after me.
Allegedly, you got to. That's why you got to say allegedly, bro. You got to say allegedly. Get out of jail free card for saying whatever the shit you want to say.
I recant my last statement. Allegedly, they're not together anymore.
They're together. Because often on social media, the couple has shared countless adorable images with one another, and they go to festivals together. They're going on dates. They're doing new things together. Cooking, dancing. They're happy together.
We want them to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it is. If you want a successful relationship, right? One, you got to sign up for CMRNT. Two, you got to ignore CMRNT completely. Three, you got to go do your own thing.
That's it.
Those are the three steps.
I heard CMRNT charges a lot of money.
Grand.
Cheap.
No, it's more. It's $20,000 just to get in her book.
Exactly.
It's not even like she'll come out and help you. That's like up to like 40,000-50,000. It's 20,000 just a contract with her. And then if you want, it adds up.
Like basically how further your relationship progresses, those costs keep adding up.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you get married, you probably potentially pay CMRNT more than your actual wedding.
Damn.
So, you know.
Okay, it's not probably not that much, but it's like 50,000. So I mean, unless your wedding is like less than 50,000, then mashallah, good for you. And yes, you did pay more. But like seeing the cost of weddings, like when my sister got married, like it was six figures. So like it can't be that high.
No, Desi weddings are like outrageous. So yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, that is bananas. Well, there's a lot of stuff that was uncovered on this episode. So I don't know what else you can say. But Faizan, thank you so much for coming on the show. Do you have any final thoughts? You want people to find you? Anything like that?
Nope, do not look for me. Do not come find me. I don't want, please. Everything I said here today was, I don't know. Hope I was okay. I didn't offend anyone.
You were fine, man.
I didn't mean to.
If anything, Neve said more controversial things than you. So
yeah,
you're good.
I'm an idiot, so it's okay.
If I did offend some, if I did offend someone, I'm sorry. It was my first podcast. It was my first time being on anything social media related to begin with. Otherwise, I'm a ghost.
It's all good.
We appreciate you coming on last minute.
No. I know Maria unfortunately got really, really sick, so she couldn't make it. But no, we really appreciate you.
Maria, my wife?
I didn't even know your wife's name, Maria. Maria was a guest who was supposed to be on today's episode.
She was on last episode. We just want to keep it consistent.
But thank you so much, man.
And also shout out to all the Marias listening to the show.
I literally signed up because of my wife.
I signed up because of her, and at the end she's like, "Well, I can't do it. I'm not feeling well." I'm like, oh crap!
There's a lot of Mario not feeling well today. That's weird.
Yeah,
we love you all,
Marios. big ups to you guys, and thank you everybody for listening. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Peace.
Boop.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.